Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right, there we go. All right, so today's Tuesday, February the 26th, Tuesday, February the 26th of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as really explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a very short message for you today. I want to talk about spiritual awakening and spiritual growth. So spiritual awakening and spiritual growth is a topic that's extremely important when we talk about the Kingdom Readers Training Center and everything that I'm about. And everything that you're about. So we want to touch on these two topics to establish what that is for each and every one of us. So I don't know if let me double check my sound here. All right, so it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that when we talk about spiritual growth and when we talk about spiritual awakening, we are talking about a subject that's extremely important. Because now we're getting into the under, over, and understanding of how it is we are to bring about a awareness that we are unaware. So the fact that we are unaware that we are not aware is the problem. So spiritual awakening is an altered state of perception. It's the ability to be able to perceive that you're not perceiving something. So a spiritual awakening is the awareness that you're not aware. Now, for a lot of people, that's extremely difficult to kind of wrap the brain around. Because how do you become aware of what you're not aware? When we talk about spiritual awakening, we're talking about a being elevated to full comprehension of a situation. So spiritual awareness and spiritual awakening and spiritual growth is what we are talking about, and what's the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center and everything that I'm doing, and especially for everything that the universe is doing. So the universe is going and moving in a direction where this awareness is available. And so now it's important for you to tap into this frequency, this wave or this vibration of spiritual awareness. So it's a very intense perception. So there has to be an increased presence of the Ruach and the Pneuma, or the Spirit of God. So the number one sign that you are now spiritually awakened is an increased awareness of the Spirit of God. So that increased awareness usually comes in the form of this aliveness, this connectedness, this awareness. So when we talk about being grounded, that's another definition of spiritual awareness, which is called patterned consciousness. So spiritual awareness is the ability to pattern, or the ability to understand that consciousness is expressed in the form of a pattern. So when we are spiritual aware, spiritual awakening is a higher sense that you are connected to the Father. So, but this connectedness is not just a feeling. This connectedness that shows that you have spiritual awareness, it spills over into the second topic today, which is spiritual growth. So we're doing a short message today, but I need you to really, really kind of galvanize this, and it is an increased perception. So when we talk about the fact that you are spiritually awakened, or that you're having a spiritual awakening process, there's going to be an increased awareness of the presence of God. That's going to come across as an overwhelming feeling where you're going to, you know, it may be very emotional. I know for me, I became more in tune with my inner self from the perspective of, you know, showing or crying and expressing more emotion. So there's an increased awareness of something bigger than the self. You know, we call that God. This increased awareness of something or someone that, you know that it's just not by happenstance that this universe is here, that, or that you here. So the number one sign that you are going through a spiritual awakening is this increased awareness of God, an increased awareness that there's something bigger than me out here in this universe. The second sign that you are going through a spiritual awakening, that you are becoming spiritually awakened, is this connectedness, meaning that now you see how everything is connected. The second way that you know that you are experiencing a spiritual awakening is your connectedness. And this connectedness is in the form of being able to see God in all things. That's how you know you're spiritual awakened. You're going through a process of spiritual awakening when you can see God in evil. You can see God, you can go to prison, and you can see God inside of a mass murderer. You can see God in everything. You know that the presence of God is everywhere. He's permeating everything. You can see it. Now, other people can't see it, but you can see it. Other people, all they see is evil. But you have this ability to see other things. That's how you know that you are in the presence, or that you are awareness, or you're going through a spiritual awakening, is the fact that you're able to see God in all things, not just in the good things, but in the bad. You're able to see that the glass is always half full, that the glass is never half empty. When you are spiritually awakened, you see the good. You see the positive. In the negative, not in the positive, in the negative. When you are in the valley, when you are in the belly of the whale, when you are in the lion's den, you can see God. That's how you know you're going through a spiritual awakening, that you have an altered state of perception. It's a knowing beyond knowledge. Reality changes. Your view, your perception has changed. So now you have a heightened sense of perception. You have an increased awareness that there is something that we call God that's running the show. Then there you feel that you are connected with this something that we call God. You may not be able to explain it, but you have this connectedness. You feel one with the Father. You feel this overwhelming sense of oneness. And then the last piece of the puzzle, you start to develop something called comprehension. You have spiritual discernment. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So this spiritual discernment is a little different from the gift of spiritual discernment. Spiritual discernment, this perspective means you have full comprehension of a situation. Now, you may not understand the details of the situation, but you have an energy comprehension. You have, this is, again, spiritual awakening. This is how you know that because we're entering into the age of enlightenment. This is how you know that you're starting to enter into this age, because there's a difference between personal and then corporate. And so you have this personal increased awareness of something bigger than yourself. You have a connectedness with this something that's bigger than yourself. And now you have a spiritual discernment. You have full comprehension of this something that's bigger than yourself. So those are the three keys that help you over and understand that there is a spiritual awakening. Now, this leads to the second step, which is spiritual growth. Once you go to those three keys, then now you have three keys that your awareness is actually being implemented. And this is the most important. So it's one thing to have an awareness of God and a connectedness of God and a discernment or comprehension of God to be able to discern spiritual things. Other people won't be able to see what you see. Like we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be sharing some stuff here in the next series, the next pay-per-view series, which we'll be starting in the beginning of March. And I'm going to be sharing some information that's going to be very earth-shattering for a lot of people, because it's going to give you the ability to see. So it's going to bring about full comprehension. And this full comprehension that you're going to have is you're going to be able to see, you're going to have full comprehension of all of the smoke and mirrors and how we've been lied to through religion. Because now you are spiritually awakened. Once you become spiritually awakened, you have an increased awareness with God. You have a connectedness with God. You have spiritual discernment given to you by God. So now you have spiritual comprehension. So now you can take what you comprehend, and now something starts to happen. It's called growth. Growth means you have the ability to integrate this higher degree of knowledge into your personal life. Number one sign that you are growing spiritually is integration. I see a lot of people that they don't have the ability to integrate what they know, so that way it allows them to grow. A lot of people do not have integration. They do not have the ability to integrate their knowledge into their daily lives. So it's one thing to have knowledge, but how can you integrate this knowledge into your daily life? Spiritual growth is the ability for you to integrate what you know into your daily life. If you cannot integrate your knowledge, you just got information. But your information should bring about a transformation. So spiritual growth is not just information. Spiritual growth is implementation or integration. This ability to integrate or this ability to implement what you know into your daily life. A lot of people have awareness. They have a spiritual awakening. They have an encounter with God, but then they can't grow with God. So that's a big difference between what I talk about and what I share. And the reason that they can't grow is because they don't know. Number two, when we're talking about spiritual growth, now that's different from full comprehension. Their growth has to do with a gradual implementation. And that gradual implementation is the result of what you know, which is called augmentation. So spiritual growth is the result of implementation. And then the second piece that you know that you have Spiritual growth is what I call augmentation. So when we talk about augmentation, it is the act of augmenting. It is the act of modifying. It is the act of slowly increasing over time. It's the act of making adjustments based upon recognition. So when I augment something, it's the ability to enhance something. It's the ability to bring about some type of an addition. So growth has to do with the augmentation. It has to do with the ability to make something greater. So if I'm going to augment something, that means I'm going to increase it. See, a lot of people don't have spiritual growth because nothing in their life is increasing. There's no augmentation. It is the act of making something greater. So when you meet somebody, do you make them greater? If you are not making other people around you greater, then you don't have spiritual growth. And I would question your spiritual awareness or your spiritual awakening, because you cannot be spiritually awake and not have the ability to integrate. It's impossible. You cannot be spiritually awake and then not be able to integrate. Now, remember, integration is key, because when we're talking about integration, which leads to augmentation, that is this ability to take what you know and allow it to assist you with how you grow. So when we talk about integrate, it's the ability to incorporate. Integration is incorporation. So I'm incorporating the Word of God into my life. It's the ability to bring about an incorporation. That's integration. And this incorporation bring about a act. Now, this incorporation that brings about this augmentation inside of my life, this allows me, again, to bring about and establish what we all call growth. Now, brothers and sisters, spiritual growth is extremely important, because, again, once you integrate and then you bring about something that allows you to bring about this augmentation, because now once you augmentate it, it allows you to go to the third level of growth. And when we're talking about spiritual growth, brothers and sisters, this is extremely important, because once you integrate and you bring about this augmentation, now there is something that establishes fundamental questions. See, spiritual growth, the ultimate goal of spiritual growth is to bring about foundational, or what I call fundamental. See, the only reason that we don't grow is because we don't know. And only that we don't know is that we don't have an awareness. We're not evolving. We're not perceiving. We're not going through the processes of asking fundamental questions about our reality. We just accept what is given. So you know that you are growing spiritually when you start asking questions. You ask questions about the nature of your questions. That's how you know that you are just spiritually out of control. You're just growing by leaps and bounds. And the way that you know that you're growing by leaps and bounds is because of the type of questions that you're asking. So spiritual growth is about evolving. And the way that we evolve is if you ask the right questions, you get the right answers. So this ability to integrate, this ability to augmentate, and the ability to bring about or ask questions is a sign, or is what spiritual growth is. But none of that happens if you don't have no type of awareness or no type of awakening. Now, this is, for me, called grounded expressions. See, a lot of people, they are expressing, exposing, and expanding themselves, but it's not grounded. It's not grounded and rooted in purpose. We just expressing stuff. You just going on Facebook and just making posts. But the posts are not grounded. So your expressions should be grounded in purpose. So spiritual awareness is an altered state of consciousness. Spiritual awakening means you live in an altered state of consciousness. You live in an altered state of perception. You live in an altered state of awareness. You live in an altered state. Your state has been altered because of your knowing. So since you know something, it takes you beyond belief. Now you have a knowing system. You don't have a belief system. And so now your reality starts to change because your experiences start to change because now you're awake. You're not part of the walking dead. You're not just walking around. Now you both eyes are wide open. And so once you become spiritually awakened, you are allowing yourself to be open, and you invite in the Ruach and the Pneuma, which is the definition of the word aletheia, which is a definition of love. And according to 2 Thessalonians, if you do not have love, God himself will send you a strong delusion. It's not going to be a watered down. It's going to be real strong. It's like, you know, drinking a strong cup of black coffee that's really strong. It's going to, it's going to wake you up. So this delusion is what's going on today. Now, there is a state. Delusion means a state of having a false belief or an opinion. Delusion. Let me say it again. A delusion is a state of false belief or an opinion. It is a fixed false belief that is resistant to reason and logic. Let me say that again. Delusion. The Bible says that if you do not have aletheia, which is consideration, it's an increased awareness. I want to consider that there's a possibility that the state that I am in is not the state that I should be in. That doesn't happen unless you have spiritual awakening and spiritual growth, and you go through the process of integrating your awakening process, your connectedness with God, and your spiritual discernment, your full comprehension of God, granter of destinies, your full comprehension of your destiny, your full comprehension of aletheia. Once you get full comprehension that God is love, see, if you don't fully comprehend that God is love, then you have a delusion. It's self-evident. You can tell the people that they don't have full comprehension that God is love because they have a fixed, in my opinion, it's fixed. They don't even entertain the possibilities or the ideal of other options. So I ask questions about my fixed opinion every day. That's spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is self-evident because of fundamental questionings of the fundamental frame. So you ask questions about the narrative. You ask questions about reality. You ask questions that most people don't even think of. Most people never question the nature of their reality. They just live in this world. They never question the fabric of the world. They never question the fabric of the universe and what is it made out of. How does it exist? How does air work? How can I do this and be alive? How does that happen? What is the oxygen exchange that goes through when air goes into through my lungs and the oxygen is pulled into my bloodstream and is carried throughout my body? How does that work? How does the cosmos work? How does the word, how can I say a word and it brings about a change in my body called epigenetics? How does it work? Asking questions is proof positive. The more questions, the more growth. Spiritual growth is the ability to integrate what you know. That means you're going to incorporate what you know into your life. Once you incorporate what you know into your life, it should bring about an increase. It's the act of making things better, make things great. So if you incorporate what you know into your life and your life doesn't get better, if it doesn't make your life greater, then you should go to number three. You should ask questions. And since everybody's life is not the greatest, great, 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 that there's no possibility of improvement in no area of your life. You're all knowing, you are power, you are present, you are simplistic, and you are benevolent. If you have all five of those harmonies, then my brothers and sisters, you're good. There's no need for you to ask any questions. Because now you are oscillating and vibrating with one with the Father. But however, if you're not all-knowing, all-power, all-present, if you're not all-simplistic, and if you're not omnibenevolent, you should be engaging in the same process that I'm engaging in every day that I wake up. I engage in the same process because I want to make sure that I'm not suffering from delusion, that I'm not underneath the illusion. I'm not delusional. I'm not mistaken or being misled, that I don't have an opinion or an ideal or belief or delusions of grandeur, that I'm not oscillating or vibrating in a mental disposition that is diluted. I don't want to be watered down. I don't want to have a form of mental derangement. I don't want to delude others. I don't want to deceive people. I don't want to mislead anyone. And so that requires me to do deeper studies than what most people do. So with the new series that starts, I probably started in the early, probably next weekend. I said next weekend, I mean this weekend, because today's Monday. Oh, today's Tuesday. I think the first is either Friday or Saturday. So depending on when March the 1st is, we'll probably start it on that Sunday or that Monday, which will be the 3rd or the 4th of this month. And this series is going to be entitled Cosmosology, or Cosmology, but we're replacing the C with the K. So we're going to use words to break down the cosmos. And then we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and remove all rely on, or what we call religion. The ability to, again, bring infallible proof to establish or to expose a pattern consciousness so that way you become the disciple of your own soul and you become the messiah of your own destiny and you become the king and the queen of your own kingdom. Because the scripture says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you so. We're going to break down how that, from a cosmic harmonious arrangement perspective, works. Because in the constellations, there are, you guys know, there are, and maybe you don't know, but there are 12 houses. So we want to break that down. We want to break down the root of all knowledge. We want to break it down from a perspective of understanding, again, spiritual growth and spiritual awakening. No fluff, no duff, no smoke and mirrors, getting down into esoteric truth and breaking it down in a perspective so that way we can understand what all the philosophers and all of the religions and everybody from antiquity, they all study the stars, they studied the planets, they studied the luminaries, they studied the constellations. That's what they would call the Magi. So we're going to use primarily biblical texts. Because, again, there's a lot of ancient texts that we could use in other things, but what we want to do, we want to come at it from a biblical perspective because most of us come from a biblical foundation. For example, in the book of Job, it says, thou fought from heaven. Even the stars in their courses fought after Sisera, S-I-S, Sis-E-R-A, Sisera or Sisera. Then it says, And it talks about in the book of Job, as we were revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplify, the cradle of all, I'm going to use the word Mother Ruth because that's the word that's used inside the Helios Biblios, which this word means circle of animal or circle of animals. So we want to talk about and break this down so that way we can, again, remove all fear, all doubt, and all unbelief. So that way everybody has a clear, overstanding, crystal clear. Why? Full comprehension. So we want full disclosure. Because right now, everything is not fully disclosed. And so everybody has a partial or a half-truth. Not everybody, but a lot of people. And so by going through an open understanding, as I was talking about on Sunday's message, looking at the 25,920-year, procession of the equinox, and that number 25,920, that's the great year. That comes from the number 2,160, which is each sign of the zodiac sign stays for 2,160 years. So by understanding not what is considered astro theology or cosmology, now we're going to get into the cosmos, where I got the word cosmos grator, because the cosmos grator, this is his harmonious arrangement. And so without understanding the cosmos grator, this is cosmosology. This is under over understanding how you can stay stuck in Groundhog's Day and fall prey to a delusion, which is the act of misleading someone, primarily by using the senses of their imagination. That's why Yahushua came and he taught in parables, a parable A. And so the ability to over understand, this is what we're going to be talking about. This is spiritual awakening. This is spiritual growth. Like all the classes, $50 for non-members, $25 for members of the Kingdom Midnight Training Center. Again, the class will start around March the 3rd or March the 4th, and I'll be talking about it more as we get a little closer. But I want to introduce it today because spiritual awakening, my brothers and sisters, consists of three things. Spiritual awakening, you have what is called a grounded expression. That means that you are a disciple of your own soul. You are the Messiah of your own position, and you are the king of your own kingdom or the queen of your own kingdom. That means you got an increased awareness of God. You may not know because of the system that we're in, they gave us little gods and say, here you go, this is God. So you have an increased awareness that little God, something's wrong. You don't know what's wrong, but you know something's wrong because you know that a God of love wouldn't oscillate and vibrate. If God, according to the scripture, he's all good gifts comes down from the Father. He's never changing. He's always the same. He's always sending out a frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Where does all of these other frequencies come from? Of fear, doubt, unbelief, hate, jealousy, licentiousness, all this other stuff come from? It comes from a different frequency. It comes from a different word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So there's another word. There's an antithesis. So we want to expose that by being connected with the original. So once you get connected with the original God, it's easy to see that, hey, the one that they gave me doesn't have the same attributes and characteristics as the big one or the real one. So this connectedness, the ability to see God, how? Through spiritual discernment or full comprehension. So once you establish full comprehension, it removes all beliefs. And now you have a knowing. Because, again, this is all written in the stars. It is written in your Bible, and it is written in your body. So we're going to break down what I introduced on Sunday. We're going into vivid detail into those three areas in the next series. Full exposure using cosmology, but we're going to use the cosmos gratorology. And then we're going to use theology. And finally, we will sprinkle in some biology to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify so that way you have full comprehension. Bam! Then you're going to be fully awake. Nobody can lie to you ever again. Your eyes will be wide open. But now, once you develop full comprehension, now it's up to you to integrate, to incorporate what you're going to learn about the cosmos, what you're going to learn about the Bible code, and what you're going to learn about God eternal within the body. Now you got to incorporate that into your life. And if you incorporate it, if you integrate it, if you implement it, it's going to automatically increase your life. So that way you're wealthy, healthy, wise, and in total relationship. Because it is the act of increasing. Again, the truth will make you free. It doesn't ask. If you're not free, you ain't got truth. So it is the augmentation of truth. It brings about an increase. It is guaranteed. And the way that you increase is you always ask questions. If you are in a situation that is not full, your Father is the author. And the finisher, he wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. So if your life is not exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think, question the nature of your reality. That's growth. Spiritual growth is you're not just, hang on and you come back next Sunday and you hang on, you come back next Sunday, you hang on, you come back next Sunday, you hang on. That's not spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is when you question why you got to hang on. Spiritual growth, now I understand that we go through situations, but if you've been going through a 30-year situation, you might want to question your growth. You might want to question the God that you got. His arms might be a little short. So you got to understand that fundamental questions is a hallmark of someone who has spiritual growth. Because they understand that, okay, I got the biggest gun I got the baddest god of all the gods. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, the other gods fear me. I don't fear them. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So brothers and sisters, this next series is going to be a little rough. We've got to destroy some sacred cows. So I'm not going to really promote this one too much because I just really kind of want it in-house. But I do want to have some members or people that are not members of the Kingdom In-House Training Center that think that they are, you know, up to speed. Because, again, this is not for new believers, and none of my shows are. All of my shows are Hebrews 6:1 shows. And let's close today's show with that, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Because I say it a lot, but obviously I don't. I got to start saying it more. Because for some strange stretch of the imagination, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. For some strange stretch of the imagination, you know, we're not growing, especially African-American people. I can only speak about black people because, you know, I'm black. In case y'all didn't know. So Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, let us leave. And now we broke down that word before, leave. That means to divorce. It's from a Greek word, A-P-H-E-N-T-S. Again, don't believe me. Look it up. Strong and Course number G-863. It means to leave the elementary. We're not in elementary school no more. Teachings about Christ and go on to maturity. So the only way to get to maturity is you got to leave the basic teachings. If you don't leave the basic teachings, okay, you can't go on to maturity. Now, I don't know about you, that means growth. Spiritual growth means you got to leave something. So you cannot put new wine in the old wineskin. If you got a $1 bill in your hand and you clenching that $1 bill really tight, and I want to put a $100 bill in your hand, but you got to open up your hand first. Let that $1 bill fall out. Then I can put in the $100 bill. But you holding on so tightly to that $1 bill, I cannot put that $100 bill in your hand. The New Living Translation of Hebrews 6:1 says this. New Living Translation. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. I like the word overstanding. In our overstanding, surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. Hebrews 6:2. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2, again in the New Living Translation. You don't need further instructions about baptism. You don't need further instructions about the laying on of hands. You don't need further instructions about the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. If you listen to my shows, you don't need to go over that again. Now, you can, but that's stops you from moving on to maturity. You stay, you know, broke, busted, and disgusted. Hebrews 6:3, New Living Translations. And so, God willing, we will move forward to further understanding. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but as for me, myself, and I, all three of us, we're moving forward with further understanding. Spiritual growth. That is the result of spiritual awareness, spiritual awakening. I've had my spiritual awakening January the 1st of 2009. That's when the light bulb came on. Click. Elvis had left the building, then Elvis came back. Elvis is in the building now. The light's on. I have an increased awareness that the God that they tell me is God, it can't be God. I have an increased awareness that something's wrong. Because of that increased awareness, that gave me an automatic disconnect and an automatic reconnect. So now I'm connected with the God that's not on this planet, the Big G. That connection with the Big G, it gives me full disclosure, full comprehension, full discernment. So now I can see. I've always felt it. Now I'm led by the Ruach and the Pneuma into all things. And I find books. I find scriptures. I find, you know, YouTube videos. I find things that give me more information. That leads me to grow. How? By integration. So all of this new informing that the Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me in all truth. And when it leads me and guides me, I find information. and I do some research on this information. And I check it, and I recheck it, I check it, I recheck it, I check it, I recheck it. Because, again, I'm trying to prove it wrong. I'm not trying to prove it right. So, again, my goal is to prove everything that I say wrong. Right now, I tried to prove, before I did today's show, I tried to prove myself wrong. Every day I wake up, I'm saying, give me evidence to prove what I have is wrong. I can't find no evidence to prove that I'm wrong. So that's, every day I wake up and I look for more evidence to try to find something that somebody says that is different from what I'm saying or that's better than what I'm saying, so that way I can sit down and stop talking. But I can't find nothing. So now I integrate. I bring together into one whole. I combine. I make a smaller pieces and I bring them all together and I combine them. I unite them. I integrate. And then once I integrate the new information or the knowledge that I'm researching, that allows me to incorporate. I incorporate, that brings about what is called an augmentate or augmentation. Once I start this augmentation process, this process of augmentation is a process of fusing. And once it's a process of harmonizing, it's a process of meshing. It's a process, and that harmonizing, that meshing, that augmentation of this information and the Spirit and the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, that brings about a embetterment. It makes the small pieces a whole. It increases. It's the act of adding value. It is the act of making it great. And now what I got is great. And now I'm making it greater. How? I'm asking questions of my greatness. Life is great. Life is good. Can it be greater? And it's not greater in the fact that I want to gain something. Greater in the fact that I want to understand. Why is it great? Father, why is didactic teaching so powerful? That's my question. Why is using etymology so powerful? Why is using atom, A-T-O-M-ology, so powerful? Why is using Adam-ology so powerful, A-D-A-M? Why is using atomology, A-T-U-M, so powerful? Why is using etymology so powerful? Why is using Abzan or Abzus, A-B-Z-U, so powerful? Because it breaks down to the toroidal, to the tachyon, and to the scalar. This is the root. This is the Tor. This is the Taurus. This is the Torah. This is Horus. This is breaking down allegories and symbolism and removing the snake story, his story. It's a personification of the snake. So I'm exposing the snake that's in the form of a sine wave, up and down, up and down. Cyclicalism. Cyclical makes you sick. So spiritual growth is under open understanding the cause of all problems and replacing it with a solution. How? How? By asking questions. Integrate, augmentate, ask questions. Brothers and sisters, next series is going to be very powerful. The last series was very powerful. We were talking about, you know, magnetization. This one, however, got to take all the gloves off. And we take the gloves off on all of them, but this one we're going to a whole new level, whole new devil. But so this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, this is not a guess. I will, I know, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug, because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a
gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. It's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. It's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back of all my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.